Nothing brought Reverend Annabel closer to blasphemy than using the London public transport system during rush hour. Since being ordained and sent to St. Clement's Church, an impressive centuries-old building among the tower blocks and new developments of London's East End, she had come across every sin known to man, and a few new ones too. She had counselled wayward youths, presided over family disputes, heard astonishingly sad tales from the homeless, and retained her solid, optimistic dependability through it all. None of these challenges made her blood boil and her round, soft face curl up into a mixture of disgust, frustration, and exasperation. Yet, sitting on the number 43 bus to Islington, as it moved along at a snail's pace, was enough to almost make her take her beloved Lord's name in vain. On this particular occasion, she had managed to nab her favourite seat, top deck, front left. It gave her the perfect position to view the different kinds of streets and even more varied types of people. Today, however, her viewpoint afforded her only an even more teeth-clenchingly irritating perspective of a traffic jam that extended as far as the eye could see down Upper Street. "I know I shouldn't," she muttered to herself, on the relatively empty bus. "But if this doesn't deserve a cherry-topped cupcake, then I don't know what does." The thought of rewarding her patience with the thing she loved almost as much as her vacation itself, cake, settled Annabel's nerves for a full 20 minutes, during which the bus trundled in fits and spurts along another half-mile stretch. The assignment of Annabel, fresh from her days fervently studying theology at Cambridge University, to the tough inner-city borough of Hackney, had been an almost literal baptism of fire. She had arrived in the summer, during the few weeks when the British sun combined with the squelching heat of a city constantly bustling and moving. It was a time of drinking and frivolity for some, and heightened tension for others. A time when bored youths on their summer holidays found their idle hands easily occupied by the devil's work. A time when the good relax, and the bad run riot. Though Annabel had grown up in East London, when it came to her first appointment as a vicar, her preference had been for a peaceful rural village somewhere, a place in which she could indulge her love of nature and conduct her holy business in the gentle, caring manner she preferred. Gentle and caring, however, were two words rarely used to describe London. Annabel had mildly protested the assignment, but after a long talk with the Archbishop, who explained the extreme shortage of candidates both capable and willing to take on the challenge of an inner-city church, she agreed to take up the position and set about her task with an enthusiasm for which she had become noted. Father John Wilkins of neighbouring St. Leonard's Church had been charged with easing Annabel into the complex role of a city-based diocese. He had been a priest for over 30 years, and for the vast majority of that time had worked in London's poorest, most difficult neighbourhoods. The Anglican Church held far smaller sway in London than it did in rural England, comprised, as London was, of a disparate mix of people and creeds from around the world, each with their own beliefs.